the City of Prince George will be updating its Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Regional District of Fraser Fort George, RDFFG, and Lheal-Dhatena First Nation. The city signed the MOU in 2017 at the first government-to-government, G2G, forum. Council approved to update the MOU at its Monday night meeting. Since 2017, the three organizations have maintained a close working relationship, including a monthly lunch meeting between the chief, mayor and board chair. At the 2023 G2G forum, elected officials reviewed and suggested edits to the existing MOU to ensure that the MOU is a reflection of current priorities. City staff said reviewing and updating the current MOU demonstrates a commitment to ongoing engagement, cooperation, communication and mutual respect. It reflects an acknowledgement of changing circumstances, priorities and aspirations, which will help align the interests of the three parties more effectively. This MOU has been the foundation of a really strong relationship, particularly between the Lheal-Dhatena and the City of Prince Jerogay, and those words come from Chief Logan, who has spoken to that a number of times, said Cown. Kyle Sampson. I for one am really proud of this. I came on council after this was signed, but I thank the foresight of the council of the day to set up this MOU with Lheal-Dhatena and the regional district and move forward as partners. It has been really valuable to our community. The amended MOU includes the sentence, "The parties commit themselves to the important and ongoing work of reconciliation as defined by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and agree to meet formally as staff councils and governments no less than once per year." The revised MOU had already been agreed upon by the Regional District of Fraser Fort George and Lheal-Dhatena at meetings held in late January 2024. I particularly want to note the addition of the item, "Committing ourselves to the important ongoing work of truth and reconciliation." That to me was an important addition to this, said Cown. Ron Palillo. Back when this was agreed upon in 2017, I'm sure they had the intention of that, but it wasn't formalized in this way, and I think that is an important addition for all of us. City staff said an official signing of the MOU is proposed on a mutually agreeable date for the three parties, and it will demonstrate a refreshed commitment to this important partnership.